Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The title of today's message is Detours to Your Destiny. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We are all traveling the journey of life. And the good news is that God has a great plan for every one of us here. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11, it states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God drew up the blueprints and the plans for our lives before we were even born. Ephesians chapter 1 and 11 says, "We have been predestined according to His plan." And God took into account every detail to ensure our success in life. And He even provided a road map for us. This Bible, His Word, to guide us through life. Joshua chapter 1 and 8 says, "Do not let this book depart from you. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." The road that God has chosen for you and the one that He planned for your life will always lead you to success. However, He's given us the power of choice. We choose which directions we will use to travel. We can use His or we can use ours. Many times we use our own directions. And when we prematurely exit off of God's road, it can take years to find the entrance ramp again. Many of us try to reason with ourselves and with others what is acceptable. We try to convince ourselves that our situation is just the exception to the rule. Proverbs chapter 14 and 12 tells us how we can be so deceived in our own reasoning. It states, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death." No matter how much wealth, pleasure, or satisfaction we receive from any form of behavior contrary to the Word of God and what God allows, it will always result in judgment and heartache. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are. It doesn't matter what position you have in life. The Bible says he who sins will die and face eternal judgment. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 12, it says, "So be careful if you are thinking, 'Oh, I would never behave like that.' Let this be a warning to you, for you too may fall into sin." Have you heard people say before, "Well, I would never do that. Oh, what they did, oh, that's not me." The truth of the matter is you don't know what you're capable of doing there, but by the grace of God, you'll do things that you never anticipated that you would ever think of doing. One thing that we need not do is to flirt with the devil. Some believers have joined hands with those on their way to eternal judgment, thinking it's okay. But in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14, it says, "Do not be teamed with those who do not love the Lord. For what do the people of God have in common with the people of sin? How can light live with darkness? And what harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a Christian be a partner with one who doesn't even believe?" You see, we bring temptation into our lives by associating with the wrong people in the wrong places. You may think that you're the Rock of Gibraltar, but you cannot trust your carnal desires to say, enough is enough. You see, our carnal desires are always at war against our spiritual nature. And this is the battle that is going to follow you until Jesus returns. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, I advise you to live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. Then you will not be doing what your sinful nature craves. The old sinful nature loves to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, and your choices are never free from this conflict. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil results: sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, participation in demonic activities, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, self-ambition, divisions, the feeling that everyone is wrong except for those in your own little group, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of sins. Let me tell you again, as I have stated before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. David was the anointed king and a man after God's own heart. He was the sweet psalmist of Israel. He slayed Goliath the giant. However, he had a weakness when it came to women. He allowed his emotions to cause him to take a detour from God's plan for his life. That detour affected his life, his family, and his kingdom. Now, what's interesting to note is that from the very beginning, God had said to the kings of Israel not to marry more than one wife. When you read the scriptures, it looks like they all ignored God's advice and God's warning. And in case you're wondering where that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 14 through 17. It states, when you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you and possess it and dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all of the other nations around me, you shall surely set up a king over you whom the Lord your God will choose. One from among your brethren you shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. David had seven wives and a host of concubines. Now, what was a concubine? A concubine was a lesser wife who bore children and kept the house. It's interesting that David was able to conquer the giant Goliath, but he could not conquer his own passions. This seems to be a problem that many leaders have. David's problem advanced to the point that he slept with another man's wife, even though he had at least seven wives of his own and a host of concubines. But David fell because of unrestrained passion in his life. Once again, this is a trap that we see repeated over and over, whether it be in the church or in public life. So it's important for us to talk about when we talk about detours to our destiny. I began by telling you how God has a wonderful plan for your life, But you have a choice which road you're going to take in life. Just because God allows us to take a road different from the one He has planned for us, don't be deceived in thinking that we can go our own way and not receive the consequences of our behavior. Let's talk about what happened to David. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 2 through 4, it states, "One evening David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful." Now, every time I read that verse, I wonder how he knew she was beautiful. Because I think anyone can notice what gender an individual is when they're naked. But the Bible said that he saw that she was not only beautiful, she was very beautiful. They didn't have binoculars during that time. So David was paying very close attention to her bath. The Bible goes on to say, and David sent someone to find out about her. His curiosity rose within him with his seven wives and his many concubines. The man he sent said, "That is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite." Now, what is not mentioned here in the scriptures, right in this portion of scripture, is that Uriah was one of David's mighty men. He was one of his personal security guard who guarded his life. So you would think in his mind, well, I've got my other wives. If I'm feeling that you feel when you feel that feeling, I need to go visit one of my wives. I am sweating and I knew that is Uriah's wife. Boy, he married a beautiful woman. Let me look again. She's a very beautiful woman. But David didn't say that. The Bible says, then David sent messengers to get her. You may think at first he wanted to talk about Uriah. Oh, I found out that you're Uriah's wife. He's a wonderful man, one of my personal security guard. Now, maybe the conversation started that way, but we know it didn't end that way.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways." He goes on to say, "I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation." My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now maybe the conversation started that way, but we know it didn't end that way. She came to him, and the Bible made it very, very short, and he slept with her. And we're not talking about the snoring type of sleep. Let me begin by saying that when you allow your carnal passions to take control, your lust will never be satisfied. That is why we must deny our carnal desires. And you can only do this with the help of the Holy Spirit. That is why sometimes you'll see a wife and his husband, her husband out in the street, and you'll see maybe a beautiful young lady. She didn't even have to be beautiful, and his eyes may start to follow, and she gives him the elbow. He says, "I'm just looking." Well, David, just look too first. You see, only the Holy Spirit can help you to restrain your lust and your passions. In Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 14, it says, "So, dear brothers and sisters," I'm glad they have the sisters in this, "you have no obligation whatsoever to do what your sinful nature urges you to do." There are some people who say, "Well, I was stirred, so, you know." The Bible says we have no obligation to fulfill the sinful urges of our lives. No obligation. "For if you keep on following them, you will perish. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you turn from your evil deeds, then you will live." And then the scripture goes on to say, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." Now, if you're a child of God, the Spirit of God is going to try to lead you away from watching the things you should not watch on the television. He will try to keep you away from going to places you should not go, especially with people you should not go with. The Bible says, of course, all Christians are children of God. So all Christians should be led by the Holy Spirit away from these things. But the Bible tells us that when David was anointed, the Holy Spirit came upon him that day until the day of his death, which means the Holy Spirit was talking to him about Bathsheba and how hard he was looking at her and how long he was looking at her and telling him that he had wives in his house. What are you doing? You see, you can decide which direction you will go down the road of life. You can follow God's way or you can take a detour and go your own way. And this is what David did. Now, I mentioned this before, but I need to tell you again. Your heart is deceitful. When your carnal desires want something, it will make up all kinds of excuses why you should do what you want to do. Many people even call up the people that they know will agree with what they're feeling and what they're thinking. They say, "Well, I want to do this, but, you know, I'm feeling a little bit that I really should not perhaps do this, so let me call up so-and-so." Yeah, they'll agree with me. They will definitely agree with this because I know them. Let me just say to you that detours from God's will and God's word lead us to deception. That deception is that it will be all right. It really doesn't matter. It will all work out fine. And God knows I'm just a human being. And besides that, God loves me. I'll end up okay. In Matthew chapter 7 and 21, Jesus talked about people like this. He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven." You see, it's not just a relationship with God, but it's obedience to God that gets us into heaven. It's not just a good intention. The road to hell is paved with people who had good intentions. Jesus said, those who do the will of my Father will be those we welcome into heaven. Let's talk about Samson just for 1 minute. Samson was anointed by the Holy Spirit and the strongest man who ever lived. He had a supernatural birth. I want to discuss with you people who were anointed by God. People that you would not think would be involved in different types of immoral behavior. Because just like the scripture says, take heed lest you fall. When you point your finger at someone, you have several pointing right back at you. That's why I don't point my finger. The detours of his immoral behavior left him to deal with the consequences of following his lustful desires. Do you know, so much in our society today has to do with sex? Can we talk? If this is too heavy for some people, you can get the CD later on. But I can promise you what I have to say will be a lot calmer than what you see just walking down the street. We live in a sexually charged society. What are you doing about it? You know, during the time right after Jesus was here, they had different people, religious people. Some were called the Essenes. And many of them would get a platform and a pole, and they'd go up and they'd live on top of this platform off of the earth because they did not want to be spoiled by the temptations of the world. That is probably not a good thing to do today. They had the right idea that they should not be a part of the world, but it wasn't a practical idea. Folks, we all live in this world. We are all exposed to the temptations of this world. If you say that the temptations and the lust of this world do not stir you ever, then I have to say you probably are exaggerating the truth. I'll be kind. Because we're all affected by the world in which we live. And we all have a choice to make. How do we deal with the temptations in our lives?
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was called Detours to Your Destiny. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you have not lived up to your Christian devotion to God as you should this week. And, you know, you're even being tempted by the enemy. I want to pray right now that God will give you strength and that spirit that is coming against you would be broken by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, we are in spiritual warfare. That's why we pray. Prayer is warfare. And I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack against the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the powers of darkness to leave them, to leave their family, to leave their home. Father, we stop this attack in the name of Jesus Christ, who said through his name we have power over all of the power of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will restore peace in their lives and peace in their homes and peace on the job
Father, so many right now not knowing what to do because of what's happening in the world. We pray for the peace of God and give them direction and help them in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe it will be well with every one of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.